1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
There's a lot of playoffs going on right now. NHL. Admirals are sitting. You're in the playoffs, but you're sitting and waiting. Please welcome to the program from the Milwaukee Admirals, Scott Ford. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Howdy. So what's up?
Nothing much. Just getting prepared for a playoff, hopefully a long playoff.
But you don't know who you're getting prepared for is the problem right now, right?
No, we're just sitting idly by. There's a play-in series with the Texas Stars and the Manitoba Moose. So
how long is that series?
It's a quick best of three. So they've got a quick series and then off to us, depending on which team is the victor.
And again, I said this about the Bucks playoffs. You want every team to go into overtime and beat each other's brains out, and then you guys will play them. Nice, fresh legs.
Yeah, hopefully that's the case. I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword, I guess. We have a lot of time off, which I think will help us. We have some guys coming back from injuries and things like that. We've had kind of a grind here down the stretch, but also, too, those teams have played meaningful games, too. So, you know, they're firing on all cylinders. So hopefully we can prepare our guys the best they can, that they can kind of jump right on a moving train and be ready for game one.
They probably don't want to. If you do have a preferred opponent of the two, you wouldn't say anyway. But if you got to pick a city just based on weather, you're going to pick Texas, not Manitoba, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll try to be politically correct
all
on
right.
that one. But no, we've played both teams extremely well, and we've had a kind of a long history here. The last kind of 4 or 5 years, our staff came from Dallas's organization, came from Texas, you know, with Greg and Carl, and you know, it's always a little bit amped up when we play that organization. And then Manitoba, we've had some very, very good series and battles against the last couple of years. It seems like we play them every year, and it's a little bit of a logistical travel nightmare for our hockey operations people, but
because it's just difficult. There's no straight line to get to Manitoba.
Yeah, it's just flights are. There's a only kind of one flight in and out, and it's just the travel to Canada, things like that, border things like that. So it's a little bit of a logistics issue. But once you're up there, it's fantastic.
But they're happy to see you guys, right, in Canada, because you're a hockey team. They probably just give you, hey, go on through, right? Plus, you're a Canadian.
Yeah, hey, that's boys, a long yeah,
just,
road
just
trip.
Just go
though.
On through there, boys. Hey,
yeah.
No, it's they have a fantastic hockey city. Obviously, the Jets are playing right now. If you saw the playoff game last night, it's just absolute pandemonium there, and they support their minor league team just as well. So the building's fantastic. The place is great. Just logistically, not ideal. But and then Texas, obviously, very, very nice. You know, going to Austin, keep Austin weird.
Manitoba's bigger than I thought. 1.3 million people.
No, it's
a large town, right?
Yeah, it's a metropolis.
Winnipeg?
Yeah, Winterpeg, we call it.
Is it? But it's spread out.
No, it is for sure. There's a big spread out. I think Canadian cities for the most part are just set up a little bit different than down in the U.S. as far as kind of things are spread out. Unless you're in Vancouver or Toronto, it's a little bit different.
I know you're going there. If you go to Manitoba, you're going to play hockey, and that's your main concern, that's your main focus, all that stuff. But do you have a favorite restaurant in that town?
Yeah, you have to stop at the Keg. The Keg Bar and Grill is a staple in Canada, kind of a Canadian steak chain. But it's you have to stop in. You have to have a Caesar for sure when you're up there, which is a Bloody Mary down here, which it's made with Clamato juice. So you get a little bit of info for our U.S. folks. So instead of tomato juice, it's Clamato juice, which
okay.
is and then just your standard kind of maybe a Labatt Blue or Molson Canadian.
Okay, and they wouldn't you would fit right in at that point if you went in and just gave that order.
No, for sure.
And the name of the place again?
The Keg.
All right, where do you go in Austin when you're down there?
There's a number of spots. We kind of hit up the Domain area a little bit. It's a little bit outside of downtown. Just a bunch of great spots, good restaurants, good. It's kind of one of those outside mall type of things, but it's kind of spread out and has a bunch of cool little spots. So, really, Austin's awesome. You get down on West 6th, it's unbelievable. The Rainy Street, they have some great areas, great restaurants, and we're kind of out in the burbs a little bit. Cedar Park is a little bit from downtown, and we stay kind of in the middle.
So, what are you guys working on? I mean, because you're here, you're waiting to see who you're going to get, who comes out of the series. So, what do you guys do to stay on? Or stay sharp?
Well, we have a lot of bodies right now. Our affiliation in Atlanta is done, so any of our players that were down there under contract, they're up. So we have a lot of bodies. We have a lot of options for players to play, and just practicing and stuff like that will be try to keep it competitive and try to keep it as game-like as possible. You know, we obviously are kind of sitting idle, and these teams are going to be running kind of full go. So we want to stay sharp. I mean, just depending on the teams we play, they're both set up a little bit different. Texas is extremely kind of high octane, explosive, very, very, you know, quick transition team. And Manitoba's built similarly, but they're bigger and heavier and direct. They throw a lot of pucks at the net. They crash the blue paint and kind of they're a headache for our defensemen and our goaltenders. So a little bit different setup. One team likes to score off the rush more and the other team will just grind the heck out of you.
So now, how many can you take with you when you leave?
We'll take like probably 23 man roster, maybe 25, just for some extra bodies and things like that. So we have a number of players that'll kind of stay back and kind of stay ready to go. I mean, we have a big staff and things like that, so guys are continuing to stay ready and train and work out and things like that. It's not just different than the NHL or any other kind of major league sport. You have your black aces, or they call them, so to speak, where you have your kind of group of extra players that are continuing to stay ready, but, you know, aren't with the kind of the main group on a full travel sense, etc.
How have the NHL playoffs affected who's on your roster right now?
We have a couple guys that could potentially be back and play, but for us, What we kind of got is what we have. I think Texas and Manitoba have a few players as well that, you know, are up with their respected NHL teams. Last night was a big night. I think Winnipeg played. Dallas will play here, I believe, tonight or tomorrow. And then our affiliation played last night as well in Vancouver. You know, unfortunately, lost 4-2, but competitive game, and that's the nature of the beast in the playoffs. You know, being from British Columbia, I cheered for Edmonton actually, but Vancouver, the place was rocking. It's good to see these markets just so fired up for the playoffs.
So what's the soonest you guys would have your first home game after the series is over between Manitoba and in Texas?
Wednesday, May 8th. Okay. Is our first home, and we'll start on the road of the best 2 of 3.
What date would that be?
Or sorry, 3 of 5. We'll start. It'll either, depending on the team, it'll be the second, anywhere from the second through the fifth.
That's kind of a big window. I mean, as far as scheduling practices, keeping guys.
Yeah, for sure. It's
in shape and skating.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely a challenge. The schedule is what it is. We're kind of prepared for it each year. We've put ourselves in a good position finishing, you know, first in our division and giving ourselves home ice. So hopefully we can capitalize on that. And as far as the logistics of the games and when it starts, and we're trying not to put too much into it. We're just, like I said, trying to schedule days where we can rest a little bit, but also have highly competitive practices, highly competitive days where guys are staying sharp and staying prepared for game one. You know, because it is a little bit of a layoff, you know, 10 to 12 days. So it's not ideal, but it's the nature of the beast.
You said two completely different kind of teams that you might wind up facing.
Yeah, right. So we'll do our due diligence as a staff and, you know, prepare our game plans and prepare for each team and personnel. I mean, it's our game plan doesn't change too much. I mean, obviously you're aware of what players and people and different systems and things like that, but we've done pretty well playing a certain way this year, and you know, obviously give ourselves a good opportunity, you know, winning the division and playing well for big stretches of the year, you know, depending on who was in the lineup and who wasn't. We've had a ton of changeover, and our guys have really responded. Our leadership group and our core guys that are here have done an exceptional job. So it's we're pretty proud of what they've accomplished.
Talking to Scott Ford from the Admirals.
What are you going to do today?
what is my attire?
It's a beautiful day. You should get the sticks and get out to a golf course, I think.
I've got a honey-do last night. Like you've seen that thing on my left hand now. So
what's top of the list?
I've got some insurance.
Seeing out
stuff.
The garage?
No, oh. I've got some fun insurance calls. So that, you know, that's at
least, oh, paperwork.
That's at least an hour on the phone.
Administration.
Right?
Hour on the phone. When did you retire, Scott? What was your last year in the
2016, I believe.
2016. Okay, yeah. Let's say, and this isn't the case at all. The Admirals are shorthanded, and they say, Scotty, we really need you to suit up tonight. How many shifts could you give me, quality shifts, where you could get out there and bring it to the level where you used to play?
In my own mind, or in, you know what?
Whatever, it's your call. You Greg tell me, how many shifts could you give them?
Greg and I laugh about this all the time. I think he could give way more quality shifts than I could at this point, but... You know, I could give a few, you know, if it was a little bit slow and I was struggling out there, you know, then you just have to do something a little bit nuts or have a little physical altercation.
I was going to ask you, how do you slow the game down if you feel exhausted? How do you do that?
You just stay inside the dots and just get to the front of the net and make them come to me, because I'm not chasing anybody at this point. I'll tell you that. Hey, I'll give a
shout-out.
That's
just a veteran move, right?
Oh, big time. I'll give a shout-out. Our Metro Rec Hockey League, our beer league, we won last Monday, and my body still hurts from it. So I don't know if that's a signal.
Is that one night a week?
Yeah, one night a week on Mondays we play, and it's absolute comedy. We have such a good group of guys, and we...
What does the gear smell like when you pull it out once a week?
Well, it's not good. It depends how you... Mine remains under the tonneau cover of my truck for the majority of the time. And no, but we do a good job. I hate putting on dirty equipment or like dirty undergear and stuff.
Sure.
Like when we were kids, like that stuff would just sit in there forever, like the old socks and... Oh, it's just disgusting. But we, I kind of have a phobia about that now, so I keep it clean. But our guys are awesome. We just have a great group. So, and then we're sponsored by Finn and Feather out in Loomis. So that's always interesting to go from Wilson Park over to our local little establishment.
Yeah.
And we beat Stenny's in the final on Monday. So Ryan over there at Stenny's, I'll give him a shout out because I love him over there. But they, they weren't too pleased with our old savvy veteran crew.
You said you will not play in town until the 8th, but we have 2 4 packs of tickets. We don't know who you're going to be playing on the 8th, but it'll be in town on the 8th. If you want to go, callers 17 and 18 get a 4-pack of tickets to the Admirals' first playoff game in the Calder Cup playoffs when they take on either Manitoba or Texas, right? Those are your opponents. So
yeah, no, we're looking forward to it, guys. Thanks again for having us on. We're really looking forward to it. Hopefully have a long run again like we did last year.
All right, very All right. good.
Insurance calls away.
Oh, man. Insurance and groceries.
Wash up the gear, too, while you're at it, too.
Yeah,
run that through the washer.
We got guys for that.
Scott, always good to see you.
Okay, thanks, guys.